You're going to love this. Just love it.
You most assuredly will. It's our very special Bradcast holiday special.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Oh, I do.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
No, it ain't.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
I haven't been scared since 1927.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Yep.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Yes, I am stuck right here in the middle with you at the end of the year, in the middle of the holidays, on KPFK 90.7 FM in LA, up in Oregon on KYAQ and KSO, out in Pennsylvania on WLRI, out in Hawaii on KAKU. And of course, coast to coast and around the globe on kpfk.org, streaming on the Progressive Voices Channel, Netroots Radio, Indie Media Weekly, FYI Nation, Radio or Not, Radio Free Brooklyn, GDPR Nashville, and of course, Radio Sputnik. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow, says me from bradblog.com, here with our very special Bradcast holiday special. And trust me, you're not going to want to miss a word of it. We decided to go back to some of our oldest broadcasts to reach deep into the Bradcast vault for some of our oldest broadcasts from the 1930s and the 1940s. Back, yes, when we were sponsored by the Ford Motor Company. We pulled together three of our favorite episodes of the Bradcast Radio Theater Players, and it was fun looking through them, wasn't it, Desi?
Oh, yes, indeed it was.
That, of course, is Desi Doyen, our producer here. You were with us back in the beginning, back in the 30s and 40s.
Yes, indeedy.
And she can be heard on these very special episodes, including our final one, a special holiday, nay, Christmas episode. So wake the kids and curl up around the radio hearth, and please enjoy our very special Bradcast holiday special.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Bradcast Radio Theater Players are proud to present Henry Ford's Science Fiction Theater of the Air. And now, your host, Mr. Henry Ford.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm Mr. Henry Ford, of the founder and president of the Ford Motor Company of Dearborn, Michigan. Before we begin tonight's program, Buzz Edsel in Buzz Edsel versus the Giant Jupiterians, I would like to say a few words to my fellow Americans about the importance of individuals to the American way of life. In these trying times, so full of economic insecurity for those of you who plan for them less well than I, some of you may feel tempted to succumb to the siren call of the so-called unionists. Now, I urge you to resist that call. Those people are no better than pickpockets. They will say we will be better off if we share the wealth. And I say, poppycock! What they mean by share the wealth is they want you to do all of the work and give your hard-earned wages to them. It is the American spirit that has made our America great. Our troubles will be mended not by a common effort, but by each individual pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps and looking out for themselves. Now, if you seek inspiration across the seas, look not to Russian atheists. Rather, look to my good friend Mr. Mussolini in Italy, who has made the trains run on time. Or look to my friend Mr. Hitler. He will see to it that every living person in Germany will have a job to do. But I know you didn't turn on your radio dial to listen to me, so now I present tonight's program, Buzz Edsel in Buzz Edsel versus the Giant Jupiterians. I'm Henry Ford of the Ford Motor Company, Dearborn, Michigan.
Mr. Jones!
Good morning, Buzz, and hello to you too, Billy.
What are you doing with all this metal, Mr. Jones?
Why, I'm glad you asked that, Billy. I'm working on a little thing I call progress.
Progress?
Yes, Buzz, progress. You see, I'm working on a new labor-saving machine for Mr. Ford's automobile factory.
Labor-saving machine?
Yes, sir. You see, this machine will help Mr. Ford make more automobiles with less work for people to do.
But won't that put even more people out of work, Mr. Jones?
Gosh, no. No, Billy. You see, this new machine will let Mr. Ford make automobiles for less money. Then he can sell them for less money. That way, he can sell more automobiles, which means he'll need to hire more people to take care of the machines and more people to build more machines. You see, Buzz, success trickles down. Now you see how progress is good for everybody. Who's there?
And just who in tarnation wants to know?
Jake Philpotts. Why, I should have known. Show yourself, Philpotts.
I heard that load of blarney you were spooning to these poor innocent youngsters, Tug Jones.
Blarney?
Don't listen to this rummy, boys. He just believes in anything that'll save him from pulling his own weight.
Oh, you can laugh and call me names now, but you'll pay when the proletariat takes over. You'll see, you bourgeoisie. Capitalist!
Scram, Philpotts! And I don't mean tomorrow.
I'd like to see you try and make me.
I hear they're selling whiskey half price down at O'Dooley's Tavern tonight, Philpotts.
Half price whiskey? Well, why didn't you say so?
What was that all about, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, what's this bourgeoisie he was talking about?
Why are you boys talking about the bourgeoisie?
Oh, hi, Mom. I didn't hear you come in.
Howdy, Mrs. Edsel.
Sorry, Mrs. Edsel, but that dirty, no-good layabout Jake Philpotts was just here trying to fill these impressionable boys' heads with his brand of radical hooliganism. That man is a red menace.
A red menace? I hate those guys. Well, if I see them, I know just what I'll do. I'll pull out my trusty slingshot and blast them one.
Buzz Edsel, what have I told you about shooting off that slingshot? You've broken Mr. Jones's lamp.
Oh, that's all right. It was an old lamp anyway, Mrs. Edsel.
Please call me Maggie.
All right, Maggie.
Oh, great. Now they're going to get all googly-eyed again.
Buzz Edsel. Oh, don't mind him, Mrs. Edsel. I think Mr. Jones would make a great new daddy for my best friend, Buzz.
Well, now, Billy, I'm sure Mrs. Edsel has better things to talk about.
Oh, not really. Oh, I mean, yes. Like, has Buzz cleaned his room like I told him to this morning?
Aw, Mom! Good golly, what's that?
I have no idea.
It's so eerie and strange. A bright green light. Look, now it's opening like a portal or doorway to another dimension. Oh, what's that?
Or who's that? It looks like some feller in a silver suit.
Yeah, and he's walking right through that doorway that just opened in the air in the middle of the room.
Maggie, boys, get behind me.
Fear not, 20th century dwellers. I am your friend. We'll be the judge of that. Who are you?
I am Xanthax Embercrumby, a visitor to your time from the future.
From the future? How is that possible?
I don't think it is possible, Maggie. This guy is some sort of a flimflam operator.
Time travel is just one of the many accomplishments of my time.
And what time is that?
I come to you from the year 2001.
I assure you, Tuck Jones, I speak the truth.
Say, how do you know my name?
I know all of your names. In my time, your life stories are the stuff of legend. Margaret Edsel, devoted mother and widow.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Tug Jones, brilliant inventor and patriot.
Well, shucks, I...
Billy Olander, ardent companion and confidant.
Them better not be fighting words.
I assure you they are all complimentary. And of course, last but not least, Buzz Edsel, boy hero.
Okay, so you know who we are, but why should we believe you?
If you seek proof, Just enter this time portal.
And see the year 2001? Hot dog!
Buzz, get back here! Oh, no!
Uh-oh, she ran after him. It might be a trap. Come on, Billy. We'd better go and make sure they're not in any trouble.
Gee willikers, where are we?
This looks like we're in the biggest, most lovely park I've ever seen.
Say, look at those buildings in the distance. They must be over 200 stories tall.
Yes, there's been a lot of progress made since your time. Welcome to downtown Detroit, 2001, the largest, cleanest, most prosperous city in the world.
But how did my hometown become so big and important?
Well, as capital of the world automobile industry, it was inevitable. This is the reward for success.
But I don't see any automobiles. I don't see any roads.
Well, just look above you.
Gosh, I don't believe it. It looks like a whole city full of traffic driving hundreds of feet in the air.
Amazing! Flying cars.
Flying Fords, made by the Henry Ford Motor and Flying Automobile Company of Dearborn, Michigan.
Fantastic!
Wow, flying cars! We really are in the year 2001!
Say, wait a minute, Xanthax. Why have you brought us here?
Good question, Tug. We need you here now. As you can see, thanks to the individual efforts of many diligent Americans' solitary efforts, there have been many improvements in the way we live our lives today.
And how?
But all this prosperity and success and technology have come with a price. We humans have gone soft. All this easy living has rendered us unable to fight the good fight. We've succeeded so well, we've succeeded the ability to struggle against adversity right out of ourselves.
Well, I can see how that could happen, Xanthax. But still, I don't understand.
We face a challenge today, a foe which could destroy us. And as a species, I'm just not sure we have the backbone necessary to defeat it. We are about to be attacked from outer space!
I knew it! It's those dirty, no-good Martians, isn't it? I knew we'd have to punch their lights out sooner or later.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I shouldn't laugh at your 20th century naivete. But, you see, our mission to Mars landed on the Red Planet in 1984. And we've been allies with the Martians ever since. But while they are quite intelligent, they are rather puny and unaccustomed to battle. No, our enemies are the giant Jupiterians.
Good golly! Giants from Jupiter?
Say, that sounds bad.
Oh, it is.
Tell us about these giant Jupiterians.
Well, we've known about the giant Jupiterians for some time now. We've observed them for years with our telescopes. They're an inferior race. Then suddenly, they started attacking us in stolen Earth spaceships, striking us from above. Fine spaceships, by the way, made by the Henry Ford Spaceship Company of Dearborn, Michigan. At first, it was random, like pirate attacks. But now, a huge wave of their warships are headed to strike Earth.
And don't you have some way to stop the strikes? Can't you reason with them?
Reason. These creatures don't respond to reason, Mrs. Edsel. No, they've stolen all of our strongest space vessels. We've learned that they are all slaves of some mysterious being who calls himself the Foreman of Afflecio.
Foreman of Afflecio?
Yes, Billy, the Foreman of Afflecio makes the Jupiterians wear labels with the word Afflecio on them. He rules them with an iron fist, a great big, giant red iron fist.
Say, Xanthax, that word, Afflecio, it sounds vaguely and sinisterly familiar, but I can't quite place it.
It is sinister, Tug, and otherworldly. It's spelled A-F-L. L-C-I-O.
A-F-L-C-I-O?
Sounds bad.
It's worse than I ever expected.
Oh, indeed. It is our belief that the Jupiterians are a naturally docile, yet productive species that have lost all of their will since being seduced with this foreman's promise of an otherworldly concept known as Yun Yun.
Yun That sounds like some kind of foreign word.
I don't know where the word comes from, Buzz, but I've heard it before, and it sure is a foreign idea to the independent spirit of every decent American. Yun Yun can turn a strong man into a bleeding sheep.
Well, that sounds bad.
Oh, it is bad, Billy.
But I still don't understand. What do you want us to do about it, Mr. Xanthax?
We want you to take your courage, your strength, your determination, your independent free will from earlier in the century, and go to Jupiter and stop the Foreman. With him out of the picture, the remaining Jupiterians will stop their attack, and their deadly dreams of Yun Yun will be no more.
Go to Jupiter? Golly!
Well, I have a pretty hard time believing that Earthmen of 2001 don't have what it takes to fight their own battles. I'm still suspicious of you, Xanthax.
Tug, look out!
No! Oh! Mr. Xanthax!
Xanthax! You saved my life by jumping in the way of whatever that weapon was. I'm sorry I doubted you. Can we get you to a hospital?
Oh, it's too late, I'm afraid. These weapons are always fatal.
Is there anything that we can do for you?
A super fast rocket made by the Henry Ford Rocket Company.
Of Dearborn, Michigan?
Waiting for you. It's hidden behind those trees. Pilot will take you. Stop the foreman. Stop the union.
Ugh. Come on, gang. Let's go show this foreman who he's dealing with.
Yeah, for Mr. Xanthax and for Earth.
And for the Henry Ford Rocket Company.
Of Dearborn, Michigan.
Let's go, gang.
Hokey smokes! Are we really going to fly to Jupiter in that?
Well, it does look a little small for interplanetary travel.
Sometimes good things come in small packages.
Oh my! Who are you, young man?
I am Zug. I am your pilot.
But aren't you a little young?
I am 90 years old. I am Zug.
But you're only 3 feet tall!
I am from Mars. I am pilot. I am Zug. Come, hurry, go fight, Foreman.
Are you sure this spaceship can get us all the way to Jupiter?
Of course it can, Maggie. Look at the logo. It's a Ford.
That's good enough for me. Let's go! Golly, who'd have believed that we could make it to Jupiter in 20 minutes?
Zug, fly Ford fast.
So, Zug, where are we on Jupiter?
Just outside Foreman of Apfelchio's fortress.
But if this is his fortress, why aren't there any guards?
Almost all giant Jupiterians in rockets to Earth.
Well, how could we fly to Jupiter so fast, but they're still flying to Earth after so long?
Zug, fly fast. Zug, fly Ford.
Well, it sure was a comfortable ride.
Well, we better stop this foreman of Apfel...
Buzz, it's A-F-L-C-I-O. Apfelchio.
Right. We better stop this foreman of Apfelchio before those giant Jupiterians strike Earth with their unions.
Let's go, gang. Well, here we are, deep in the middle of this foreman of Apfelchio's union compound, and not one alien spotted.
Except for us.
What do you mean by that, Billy?
Well, this is Jupiter, and we're from Earth, so here, we're the aliens.
Yes, and illegal ones at that. Stay quiet. Say, what's this? This looks like a... This looks like it must be the base of the main transmission tower. If we can knock this out, we'll break the communication link between the foreman and the Jupiterians and their unions on their way to Earth.
And Mr. Xanthax said that if we can break the foreman's union control of the giant Jupiterians, their strike will be over.
I think we have a more pressing concern. That shadow is moving.
God! gosh, it's a giant!
It's a giant Jupiterian.
How do we not get out?
Stop! In the name of the foreman!
Say, this is a bad time to ask, but I think we forgot to bring any weapons.
Halt, or be squashed!
I didn't forget. I've still got my trusty slingshot.
Say, that's fine, Buzz.
And now I'm going to use it. Bullseye!
Look it, he's a fallen.
He's fallen, all right. Right into the transmission tower.
Look out!
Great shot, Buzz. You really saved the day this time.
Aw, shucks, it was nothing. Nothing. You broke me whole tower, you juvenile delinquent. Now me Jupahoovians will never help me take over the Earth.
Well, Jake Philpotts, don't tell me you're the foreman of Applechio.
Well, what do you know?
I would never have believed you could be capable of such evil.
Why, I should have known you'd be behind the trouble on any planet, Philpotts.
Jones? The Edsels? Criminy, I travel halfway across the galaxy and you still show up to give me conniptions.
You are a bad human.
Yeah, when we get back home to the past, I'm never gonna listen to anything you say again.
You ain't going nowhere. I'm gonna fry you to crisps with this here Zapparay laser pistol, then I'm gonna rebuild this tower and take over the Earth with my union.
Good shooting, Buzz.
That'll teach that old coot to tangle with us.
What's your language, young man?
Well, I've had it with you, Philpotts. It's about time I taught you a lesson.
Oh, easy there, Jones.
Hey, look out.
Don't make me wake up rough with you.
Philpotts, I oughta...
Get it, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, show him what's what.
Yeah, you punch him right there. Look out.
Go, Mr. Jones, go. Get him, Mr. Jones.
Well, I think that's about finished him.
Watch out. He's reaching for the gun.
And I've got it, too. Now stand back, Jones. I'm gonna zap the dickens out of y'all of you, starting with that brat Buzz.
I don't think so. I am a giant Jupiterian, and I've had enough of you, foreman, and you and your union control. Take that!
Zounds! Look at Philpotts fly!
Well, now I've seen everything. That giant Jupiterian just saved our lives!
Now that's what I call a punch! But why did you save us, Mr. Giant Jupiterian?
My name's Jute. We used to be gentle Jupiterians. Then, the foreman show up, said he would organize us, made us slaves, made us wear clothes with a union label.
Wow! Nobody should wear clothes with a union label.
Well, that's right, Buzz.
Glad to be rid of that. AFL-CIO. What a stupid word. Now, tower is down. Not slaves now. Be friends with the good peoples of the Earth.
Well, it just goes to show you can find good in almost everybody, even on Jupiter. Well, Buzz, it looks like you've helped to save the day again, but you still have to clean your room when you get home.
Aw, Mom!
My fellow Americans, this is Henry Ford again. I do hope you've enjoyed this light-hearted adventure fable, Buzz Edsel in Buzz Edsel versus the Giant Jupiterians. Now, I hope also you will take to heart its more serious message and keep the communizing unionists from infesting your life and ruining your potential productive future. On behalf of the Ford Motor Company of Dearborn, Michigan, and its employees, I'm Henry Ford of the Ford Motor Company, Dearborn, Michigan.
Join us next time for another edition of the Bradcast Radio Theater Players at the Henry Ford Science Fiction Theater of the Air. Our next episode, Buzz Edsel in Buzz Edsel and the Sun Stealers, coming right up after this important commercial message.